Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. Go to our website, badmovienightpodcast.com, to watch our show and to listen to other episodes of our podcast. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris. I'm going to be your host as we talk about the 1982 horror movie, Murder by Phone.
Hello?
Ring, ring.
Ring, 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 ring. It's murder.
Wizards.
One thing I want to say.
Just one thing,
and then
the podcast is over.
No, this is what I think happened. Todd, you fell asleep watching this movie.
No, I don't do that anymore.
No.
You're taking your medicine?
Oh, my God.
No, it's
cocaine.
Like,
he's on speed or something.
He actually was running laps while I was watching this one.
You still push ups.
That's a good way to do it.
I didn't run in like 6 years. All right, I'm not running.
I'm legitimately surprised. If there was any movie that I think you would have fallen asleep to, it would have been this.
Really?
I think our opinions are going to differ on this, Chris.
Okay. All right.
Here we go.
This is going to be a spicy one.
This is going to be
throw
spicy.
Down.
This is
going to
be everyone versus Chris.
Okay. Well, tonight I'm joined by AJ.
Hi.
Aaron.
Hola.
Scott, he's back in the house.
Guten Tag.
Todd.
Privyet. I needed another language.
Okay. All right.
I needed another language.
And Rebecca.
Hi.
How's it going? How's it going, everybody?
Good.
So tonight we watched the 1982 horror movie Murder by Phone, or it goes by Bells, directed by Michael Anderson of Logan's Run fame. Who's a Logan's Run fan?
Me.
That's a good movie.
No one.
What?
I like that movie.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I feel like that is a movie ripe for a remake, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who would Logan? Who would you get to be Logan?
Todd.
Do the run?
I would get... Oh, that's cheap. I forget his name, but I was going to say I would get the dude who just played Blade Runner guy.
Oh,
Gosling?
Yeah
Gosling.
I feel like that's a cheap answer because he just played that character, but I think he fits.
Let me tell you who they would get. Mr. Van Wilder.
Oh, you're probably
Ryan
right.
Reynolds.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
Oh,
that's what would happen.
John
Kevin
Cena
Hart
on the side.
Yes. That's what would happen.
Yeah, I can see that, actually. All right, so Todd, what is Murder by Phone about? Is it, or is that
pretty,
what it is about?
Pretty simple here, Chris. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
There is a murderer, and he is murdering people by calling them and performing some science through the phone, and then they die. And the whole movie is about is about a scientist, another scientist, trying to figure out exactly how all this is coming together.
Kind of a whodunit. Kind
yes,
of
very much a whodunit.
Frankly, I'm shocked by your description.
All right, cool. So 1982. We've never done 1982. So Aaron, can
funny
you
every
little,
time.
Can you give us a little context?
Well, before we get into 1982, I just want to say that last week Todd was correct. We had not covered that year.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That is correct.
Chris, you had your chance.
You had your chance. You freaking lost it.
Damn it,
man. So
it's time for the history hole. Assume the position and prepare to be filled with knowledge.
1982 was actually covered a lot because we talked about this a few weeks ago in Forbidden World and also Trick or Treats. So not wanting to completely keep you from this week's hole, I dug into some ideas in the old brain bin and came up with futurology, fantasy, and failures.
Oh.
So these are basically some predictions from the 1980s of what life in this current century would be like, and also some from further into the past, like 1800s, 1900s. So starting with some from 1980s that were actually pretty accurate, we have, from a technology standpoint, touch-sensitive displays, e-readers, search engines, video calling, realistic game physics, a bunch of things that are pretty much to be expected. I didn't find them to be anything too amazing.
I feel like video calling never took off.
Yeah, you know, like what we're doing right now.
I guess that's kind of what we're doing now, though.
I know, but I want my
everyone's lazy.
I want my like my refrigerator. Like my mom calls, my refrigerator just turns into a picture of my mom.
It would just
with,
like a hologram.
In your underwear.
I could never walk around naked anymore. It'd be weird.
I don't walk around naked.
That's why there's no video calling now, because everyone walks around naked.
I've never walked around naked.
And whoever said we're pretty much doing it now. Yes, and it's like not working at all ever. We have like 8,000 problems while we try and do it.
Yes.
It's the goddamn future. How come we can't video call yet?
Like in Total Recall and stuff, the wall would just become a screen. Yeah. That never happened. I want that.
Oh, what? Yeah, that will happen eventually.
Well, have you been working on that?
No, I'm too lazy.
I mean, they've already developed like the screens, like the flat screens that they're going to put on everything. They've already developed for like pennies. Like the technology is there. It just has to be mass produced. Like they're talking about putting screens on food cans, on milk. You go in the grocery store, everything is a screen.
I pictured actual pennies with screens on them when you said they're doing it for pennies.
Oh God.
You guys should join my startup.
That sounds like a hellscape.
What's your startup?
It's called Brokia. And we make these phones, bro, that like project on the walls.
Nice.
I thought it was going to be like a Swedish store where you can buy bros. That's what I thought it was going to be.
You assemble it yourself.
Bro IKEA. No. Bro Kia is a subsidiary of Nokia.
Yeah, I got you now. Yeah. I was thinking IKEA.
They should customize phones for like whatever your application is. Like there should be like a phone like for if you're like a musician that has all these features that a musician would want to use. There should be like a phone for like a photographer. You know,
isn't there a phone like that where they have like the click things?
There
like
is.
You pop the stuff
Moto,
out.
Motorola, right? Moto tries to do that, yeah.
With the camera lenses?
Oh, God. The future is now, AJ. The future is now.
I mean, just like team up with Canon and turn a camera body into a phone.
That's what you can buy. Red sells a phone.
There you go.
And it's like $1,500, but it's got a really nice camera in it.
That's a bargain.
Until you drop it.
Yeah.
It's $1,500.
In the toilet.
Oh, my God.
The phone parts are probably like $5 now, so throw the camera in there. $1,000.
Right, so back to 1980s predictions.
I feel like we've digressed a bit.
Yeah. So there were some pretty accurate medicine advancements that were predicted, like being able to spot birth defects, detect brain tumors, use electronic impulses to control pain. This one's kind of cool, though. They thought there'd be a practical blood substitute developed by now. Not there yet. Reverse malignancies through chemotherapy, etc. Just a lot of kind of things that we've basically tackled or have accomplished already.
When did they make WebMD? Because that guy deserves to go to hell. I'll tell you that right now.
The answer is cancer.
Anyone could be a doctor on there.
And it's like the most innocuous thing. It's like, oh, if you have a fever and it could
be
a common cold, the flu, maybe a minor headache.
No, it's definitely cancer.
No, it's definitely cancer. Always. Very last line.
And everyone's freaking out about
Son of a bitch. Like, should I do something about this? I don't know. Ah!
It's too late.
People thought that inexpensive appliances would basically just be thrown out when they fail because they're too expensive to fix.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, this one's funny. Commuters and communications can help us create community and free large numbers of us to give up commuting. While it's kind of true, we can commute. I worked from home today, give up telecommuting, but it's not really embraced that much, at least in the United States.
Not in the United States, probably in other countries, right?
Yeah, could be. Electric cars were as well predicted to be in widespread use. I'd say that's somewhat true. We're at like 1% of total cars in the US or something is electric. It's a start. So some fails from the 70s and 80s where gasoline will cost $50 a gallon.
Thank God.
It's actually about what it was then. So it hasn't really gone up. They predicted that more than 1,000 people will live on work on the moon.
Oh, God damn. That would have been awesome.
If only that happened.
And they said enough people will be present in space to make space crime an issue.
Ooh. Damn.
Space cops.
Cannot wait for space crime.
Are they gonna be space bounty hunters, Chris?
That would have been so cool.
Is that a movie? Space crime?
I hope so.
Probably. Should be.
Oh, we better copyright that right now.
How are we going to combat the space crime, though? Space bounty hunters, space cops, space sheriffs, or...
Space truckers.
Space truckers.
You got to have some space truckers in there.
Space Judy, the judge, to lay down the law.
Space truckers lead to space smuggling.
There you go. Yeah, that's a story.
I want to be a bounty hunter. Yeah, hunt the crikes or whatever they're called, from the critters.
That'd be sweet.
Can you telecommute to a bounty hunter job?
That's true. I'd have to leave the house. I don't know if I'm doing that.
You can telecommute. Just send a little drone out.
Yeah, that's true.
So some other good ones were they thought that there'd be shorter work weeks, 25 hours, with flexible schedules, with two or three people sharing a job.
Well, it depends what country you're in, I guess.
Yeah, so looking at kind of current statistics, the lowest average weekly hours worked in a main job were 30 in the Netherlands. The highest figure was 47.9 in Turkey, and the UK was at 36.5.
I'll go back to the Netherlands. That was nice.
Yeah, that sounds great. They predicted at the office men will wear a one-piece bodysuit with ties and sports jackets.
What, like a onesie?
You start the trend.
Do you think it had a flap?
Yeah. Does it have a turd flap? Because we talked about that before.
Well, we did. That was a whole thing.
I'm not sold on that technology.
I'm not sold on that technology. It's a butt flap. It's from like the mid-1800s.
Yeah, I don't know about it. I don't think it works.
You combine that with some vacuum parts and you're good to go. We've seen this in our movies.
I would like the vacuum tube. I'd be more confident in that.
They didn't think people were going to shit in the future, so it makes sense. One-piece bodysuit was okay.
If we could eliminate shitting, do you know how much more free time I'd have?
So much. That's like my only free time.
I was going to say, I think you got that backwards.
It's not like I spend 3 hours in there a day because I have to spend 3 hours in there. It's my only solace from this horrible world that I live in. So they also thought that basically a capitalistic society will only be found in museums. Boy, were they wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. They also predicted that there would be mobile floating cities for space launchings, plants, only. And processed food from the sea. And also for special research.
I feel like in the 70s, they had a more positive outcome in the future. Because I feel like all I hear now is how we're all going to die in 100 years because global warming's turning, you know, water wars and all that.
Totally. It's very become...
it's kind of...
Yeah.
Cynical.
Dystopian is where we're headed, I feel. Well,
I do like Mad Max.
Do you like
I got to start putting leather on or something, see if it works for me. I got to start saving football gear. That
you just need the office suit of the future, Chris. You're good to go. So I want to get through this quickly because there's a ton of shit that I put down, but I'll try and get through it really quickly.
All right, here we go.
In the early 1900s, this was predicted that persons and things of all kinds will be brought within focus of cameras connected electrically with screens at opposite ends of circuits, thousands of miles at a span. Basically, they're saying video surveillance is everywhere. It will be everywhere. And it is.
It is. It's
a great, great prediction from the early 1900s. They predicted strawberries as large as apples. I'm going to say that's kind of true because strawberries are pretty freaking big now. This one was interesting from the 1920s. They predicted that people will live to be 150 years old and be healthy for that period of time and wondered what they will do with the youths at 20 years old. How can they compete with somebody that's 120 years old and has 100 years of experience? Now, we're maybe not quite there, but we are finding it in the workplace that people are working into their 70s and those opportunities aren't available for younger people now. So it's kind of it's off by a little bit, but it is kind of a reality, I think. They predicted, this is, again, early 1900s, like 1905, predicted that tanks could become entirely unmanned within a century. We have drones, same thing within a reason.
Yeah.
They predicted that farming land would survive as a rich man's hobby. In a lot of ways, that's true because lots of middle class people have gardens for fun, not because they need to feed themselves. And to actually be a farmer, you basically have to be rich now.
Yeah.
You're going to do it as a job. Let's see. So some failure predictions. These are some really stupid ones, but in the 1800s, they predicted that new states will be carved out of Texas and California. The U.S. will absorb Canada, Mexico, Central America, and the West Indies.
Dear Lord, jeez, build that wall.
Only.
We need the wall to the north now. Keep the White Walkers out.
Winter is coming. They also predicted that there will be no C, X, or Q in our alphabet anymore.
What?
Yeah, good riddance.
Fuck you. They are useless. They are useless letters.
What's my name then? Chris?
No, it's Chris with a K.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's
fuck
way cooler.
No way.
Redundant. Yeah, it's like crisscross.
Chris Christopherson.
He'll make you jump. This one.
Are you the Mac Daddy or the Daddy Mac?
How can you live without C? You can't live without C. You can live without K, I'll tell you that. Continue on.
Oh, man. Some people predicted that we'd only work 3 hours a day, thanks to technology.
That's about where I am right now.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
And they predicted that machines will basically make us all independently wealthy. We won't have to work anymore. Oh. Doesn't seem like we're headed that way.
How is that going to happen?
Yeah, I'm missing. I'm not following their train of logic there. Machines will take over, but they're not going to make us rich. They're going to put us
universal
out of jobs.
Income. I guess.
Yeah.
I agree. It doesn't make any sense. In the 1920s, they predicted that atomic-powered zeppelins will zip along at 300 miles per hour.
Jeez.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
300-mile-an-hour awesome. Zeppelin.
Filled with nuclear power.
This one's fantastic. Cool. From the 1940s, men of next century will revolt against shaving and wear a beautiful beard, have an antenna on his hat. His belt will hold all of his pockets, hold everything that his pockets held before.
Hipsters.
Nice. So we're basically bearded Batman.
They predicted hipsters. They predicted hipsters.
I want a utility belt. Why hasn't anybody made one?
They have fanny packs. Just get a fanny pack.
What's that grappling hook that you can hold in your hand? I don't want to be swinging around.
Swinging around.
You'd be grappling
swinging
something.
Through your window.
That's right. I'm not going to send traffic anymore. We're just going to be like shooting down the, you know, the street.
No, you know you'd like sneeze and hit it by accident and would like catch a taxi and drag you down
somebody.
The road.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be traffic. You'd be in your atomic Zeppelin.
Yeah. They also predicted that women will be 6 feet tall and have shoulders like a wrestler and muscles like a truck driver.
They predicted CrossFit.
Basically.
What kind of muscles does a truck driver have?
None.
They
just
wonder.
They
don't have
all day.
They sit.
Yeah.
They have an ab.
They're imagining like the over the top style truck driver. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, they're still Stallone is what they're thinking.
Yeah, they're all arm wrestlers. So they in the 50s, they thought that remote shopping, while entirely feasible, will flop because women like to get out of the house. They like to handle merchandise and like to be able to change their minds.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
They like to sit at home on Amazon and have everything arrive at the door.
Every other day. Like literally every other day, they like to have things arrive at the door. Like every other day.
There's more coming tomorrow. Don't worry.
Do your kids like camp out just waiting for boxes to be delivered or ask you to ship more boxes so they can play with them? Like it's insane. They also predicted nuclear powered vacuum cleaners.
What?
Again, what could go wrong?
Dream.
Just sucks the floor up.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. I mean, I'd hate to deal with the fallout if you put it in like reverse, like blow mode or something. I've just irradiated my entire house. Awesome.
What would you do with the heat?
I don't know.
Heat your house.
Yeah, heat your house.
Seriously. Put it in your bathtub when it's done.
You'd have to have a pool in your
cooling,
basement.
You're cooling.
To cool it.
How exactly were they going to live to 150 with all this cancer?
The radiation mutates you. It's good.
That's exactly right. Long that's run. Why they...
Ooh, that's how they lived longer, yeah.
Now, the best one of all came from the 1960s, and it's pretty obvious why. They thought that we need to put our lesser creatures to work for us. So they anticipated that we'd have monkey laborers, chauffeurs, and kangaroo butlers.
Did they carry everything in their pouch?
I guess.
Ew, but isn't their pouch like moist and gross? It's like
mucusy.
Like, I want a Tic Tac, and he pulls out. It's got those mucus on it and shit.
I'd be more worried about it punching you in the face.
If we're turning them into butlers, we're going to fix the mucus pouch. It's just going to be a regular pouch.
It'll be an atomic kangaroo.
Yeah, we'll sew some flannel in there or something.
So, carry me to bed.
in your pouch.
What would you name your kangaroo butler?
You have to name him Jeeves. I think that's a given.
I like, would go with Kensington.
Is there an Australian equivalent to Jeeves? It has to be, right?
Bruce.
There you go.
Mel.
Good day, Bruce.
Jeeves? I don't know.
Just name him Mel.
Bruce and Sheila.
I'd name mine Michael Caine.
I don't even know why.
Are you implying
funny,
that Michael Caine
awesome.
Kind of looks like a kangaroo? I don't.
I think he'd be a great butler.
That's true.
Man, I don't even know why it's funny, but that's the name, Michael Caine. My.
And you can't just call him Michael. You have to call him Michael Caine every time.
Mm-hmm. Does he get to wear the little white gloves and everything too?
Of course.
Awesome.
He doesn't get to. Yeah. He has to.
Yeah. He doesn't get to make choices.
Good
He's
point.
A butler.
He has to wear like the shirt collar with the tie, but no shirt. It's just the collar with the tie.
Yeah. That is legitimately the dumbest idea I've ever heard. Are they like genetically reprogramming these creatures to be
No, we basically just told them, look, pal, you're going to work for us
like,
now.
What do you do for a living? I train the kangaroos to be butlers.
Pretty much.
A job now? Like, that's a job? That's what we're doing?
Hey, that's the one job the robots can't take from us, man.
That's true.
Oh, until the robots make robot kangaroo butlers.
Sick.
We're all doomed. So one last thing, since this movie is from 1982 and there's a fantastic futuristic movie from 1982 called Blade Runner.
Oh my God.
I thought it might be cool to talk about a couple things featured in there that we're not anywhere close to.
Enhanced.
Flying cars.
That'd be scary. Yeah.
We have prototypes for things, but they're nowhere near as cool as what's shown in Blade
Runner. Everybody would be crashing those things. That's a bad idea.
Texting and flying.
Exactly. Could you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Digital signage is all over the place in Blade Runner, and I think we've pretty much accomplished that. I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing. Yeah.
It's not as cool, though.
Well, no, but...
It's not as 80s, yeah.
True. Voice recognition systems. We're kind of starting to get there, but they're not really that impressive. Smart room lighting. That, I think, we've actually accomplished more so than what's shown in the movie.
That's
a lot of really cool things.
That's really hard to set up properly, though. We've accomplished it, I'll agree, but I feel like it should be easier to do.
Yeah,
than
I agree.
It currently is.
Well, with like geofencing and things, you can do some cool stuff, but again, it's not just plug and play. It's a lot of work. Eye recognition. We have some real basic forms of that, but nothing like in the movie. Where we're really lacking is the androids. In that movie, they're very human-like. They've crossed the uncanny valley. They seem human-like or even better, really. We have basically some, like, toys. Yeah. That's what we built.
But replicants aren't robots.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They're people. They're just, like, cloned, like, genetically created people.
No, not really.
They're not robot parts.
They are.
No, they're not parts. They're basically organic.
They're
organically engineered.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But there's a difference between that and genetic. Right.
But you would consider that a robot? Are we going to have
this?
Is this what we're getting into? We're getting into this. Let's get into this.
Conversation.
I wouldn't call that a robot.
This is awesome. We're never getting to this movie, but the movie's...
Are they robots or cyborgs? That's
no, but they have no robotic parts. They're organic. They're just grown.
Yeah, but the one guy like makes their eyeballs...
Exactly.
Chris, grow organic parts for people. Yeah.
Chris, I think I know what would change your mind on this. Yeah. You need to witness in person a biological computer sometime. It's a thing that exists now that you can go to a science lab and see. It's a biological computer. It is completely man-made computer, like the computer sitting beside you here, but it's made of cells in a petri dish and it does the same job. Once you saw that
organic computer,
once you saw that, you'd be like, oh yeah, replicants. They're just robots.
Yep. Using organic materials.
It's made of carbon-based things, yes, but it's still just straight up a computer.
So even if it had a brain that was like our brain, Chris, it wouldn't work in the same way. Even though it's made of carbon-based materials, it wouldn't be like our brain.
It's like a programmed organic brain. Okay.
Exactly.
I never thought of that. I was just thought that, okay, well, we're talking about this phone movie.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here.
This is what we're doing. We just keep this conversation going.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
I think, are we good? We good with the whole?
Well, I just wanted to give you the movies for this year.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Jesus, we're not done.
We're 40 minutes in. We're good.
We're not done.
Yeah, we might as well. Let's just hear them.
We're so far in.
Hear it.
Tenebra? P Pieces, The New York Ripper, Girls
Tenebrae?
Night Out. Tenebrae? Oh,
that's a great movie.
Argento. Never saw it. Murder by Phone, Cry for the Strangers, Runaway Nightmare, Island of Blood, Calamity of Snakes, and Kill Ma'am Summer.
Murder by Phone? Okay. Never saw it.
I think we have our playlist for the next month.
I think we do. That wraps up the history hole. Now get the fuck out.
We have a long way to pull out of that one.
All right, cool.
We didn't pull out fast enough.
This is why you can't have an organic computer, because people just fuck their organic computer. You are listening to the Bad Movie Night Podcast. Do you have a recommendation? A question? Do you want to talk about bad movies? Then join us over at our subreddit. Just search for Bad Movie Night on Reddit and join our community. Now, back to the show. Here we go. Rebecca.
Yes.
What did you think of Murder by Phone?
I thought the story was well thought out. They covered everything well. It drug on a little bit for me in parts. I think that's what you were touching on when you asked if Todd fell asleep.
It's always touching on.
But but yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Okay. Todd?
I didn't think this was a bad movie. Let me elaborate. I thought, normally when I'm watching these movies that we watch, I'm like, yeah, this is a bad movie, and I'm dissecting it from a bad movie perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been like 30 minutes into that movie, and I didn't, like, I was just following along as if I was watching a regular movie. Mm-hmm. It didn't really strike me as a bad movie right away. The thing that did strike me as bad were, like, the kills were bad movie-ish. They were good kills. That was the best part of the movie, in my opinion. But I would say this blurs the line between, like, bad movie like we would watch on this show and just a little bit of a slow, normal movie.
Okay. Scott?
Yeah, I'll go along with that. I enjoyed this movie. It was well made. Good suspense the whole way through. They did overuse the phone ringing, but
it's kind of a
shtick,
though.
I liked the kills. I liked the story. It was good.
Aaron?
Yeah, I'd pretty much echo what everybody else said. I think the only things that were really... I guess I went into this with a different expectation. I thought it was going to be a really bad, cheesy horror movie, and I don't think there's that much horror elements in this. It's more of a suspense thriller movie. But the really, really bad parts were just the close-ups on the phones all the time. It was just so bad. It's like, oh, God, it's a phone!
Ring!
Ring! Yeah. Ring! Yeah. Otherwise, I enjoyed it, too.
AJ.
Yeah, I was surprised. I was watching this, and I was like, this is actually, like, kind of like a real movie. Which is a little surprising. I really thought this was going to be like a B cheesy movie. I thought they were going to have like an animated phone cable wrapping around people's necks and stuff. That's what I really pictured when I hear, you know, Murder by Phone. And it wasn't. It was kind of like it reminded me, and basically what it was is like a 70s or 60s like thriller.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I thought some of the kills were kind of fun, actually. I enjoyed some of them. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and it was okay. It was all right movie.
I think the premise is interesting, but it's kind of outdated, right?
Like, well, phones, it's a landline phone.
Have you not seen the movie Cellular? Amazing.
They did say on the tour there that by the year 2000, a phone would cost $1,000.
It'd be 1.4 trillion phones or something in the world.
Yeah. How many are there anyway?
I was wondering that.
There's a lot more than that.
I was going to say, both of those things are probably remarkably accurate.
Yeah.
The problem with phones is it dates. It dates the movie.
Well,
so
that's
hard,
what I mean.
You know what I mean?
There are 7.19 billion phones.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're way under.
Yeah.
1.5
Landlines are more not including cell phones, are we? Because that seems way low.
No, I think they're including cell phones. I was just about to make that argument. If you think about it, it's going to be around one per person. Because even if you're in a household with landlines, like you grew up in a house with four people, there were probably not
billion.
Yeah,
his original quote from the movie was trillion.
Yeah.
Wow, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that would be like three per person, something like that. It doesn't make any sense. Your house isn't going to have 10 phones in it.
So this movie,
I don't know. My house has 6 phones in it.
Holy shit!
You got too many goddamn phones.
Who's calling?
You probably got a kangaroo button.
These things are gonna murder you. You better watch out.
Are 5 of them burners in yours? Telling us what you do for a living?
Maybe. Now 4 of them are landlines.
What was that Samsung phone that would blow up? That was like, you make a sequel to this movie with that thing.
What's a landline?
What's a landline? It's VoIP. It's not really a landline.
I actually have phones in, but they're not plugged in. They're just for aesthetics because they look cool. I don't use them.
That's probably a safe decision.
Yeah.
I think that was what was weird about this movie, though, is that it kind of, it walked the line of goofy, campy horror movies with its kills. But then when it wasn't doing that, it was a completely serious thriller, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to a degree.
And it kind of felt like a Matlock episode, I want to say.
Yeah, Matlock.
You didn't go with Murder, She Wrote?
I was thinking, I don't know.
So many murders on that island.
Didn't she always call people?
That's true. She would call people.
What else is an old lady going to do?
Old lady gonna do?
Besides bother you on the phone.
And the premise behind our antagonist's motivations, kind of bad.
You just want to rip this apart.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of it. I was kind of bored, honestly.
I know you weren't. I could tell.
I didn't quite get the environmental slant.
Well, there's a few slants, too, right? There's government, like, corruption. There's the environmental
conspiracy.
All right, and well, somebody explain the protagonist first if we're going to do that. The protagonist,
okay, go ahead, Todd.
The protagonist has a background in activism. At least that's what I pulled from it.
Yeah, environmental activism.
He's a doctor. Yeah, he's a doctor of ecology now, it seems like, but his mentor, he's still in contact with his mentor from back when he was getting his doctorate, and apparently, they at least allude to the fact that back in those days, he was an activist for various environmental causes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to give the background of the protagonist quickly as to how it applies to this movie.
And that's Richard Chamberlain that is playing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Bridger.
I got a hardcore William Shatner vibe from him.
I thought you were going to say erection.
And that too.
His beard was pretty nice.
Phone wasn't the only thing blowing up.
I thought
he was
Ben Affleck at first.
What? Really?
Oh, yeah, from Argo.
Yeah.
I guess I could kind of see that. I don't know. He seemed like a crazy, cracked out William Shatner.
No.
And this guy was unhinged. The way he like assaulted the cops, he like assaulted a guy on the street. Like
he assaulted his girlfriend too there, but then she liked it, so it's okay. Taking you up on your offer.
I thought he reminded me of the protagonist from The Stuff. He was like charismatic.
Oh, I could kind of see that.
He
too.
Was great at just kind of blending in and finding his way around things, and he was pushy but intelligent. I thought he was a good actor. I thought it was a good fit for the movie. Mm.
Okay, well, that's all I got to say about this stupid movie.
I think this movie would have been good if they had like a different director for it. I would have got like David Cronenberg or something.
Oh, this does feel sort of like Scanners now that you say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It could be more. I think it should go a little bit, you know, a little more extreme with it. You know,
the direct. This is
Add
one of,
some depth.
This is one of the director's final movies, right? He'd been making movies for like 50 years at this point.
Yeah.
So it definitely had an old-timey vibe to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think I was endearing because the dialogue was decent. The filmography was decent. I thought it worked.
Yeah. It definitely felt like a movie from the 70s, though.
That stuff worked, but the campiness of the whole premise is ridiculous. And then the fact that they only embrace that campiness during those kill scenes while the rest doesn't at all is just kind of like it doesn't sit well together for me.
Yeah, it's quite
I looked
the
forward to the kills, but then
I wonder if it was campy on purpose or if it was just budget constraints.
I don't know. I mean, well, dude, there's a guy sits in a room and he turns a big lever and blows people up from their phone. Like, there's no way that's not campy and ridiculous. How do you make that serious?
Let me ask you though, Chris, if it's other than that, if it's a legitimate enough thriller, other than that. And you know it's got to be phone related because like we're already in that deep. How would the kills be non campy? How would the kills be legitimate to tie the movie together? Hmm. How would you kill someone through a phone?
You could just have like their nose bleed or whatever, and they just kind of fall over. But it's the fact that they blow everyone up across the room at the fucking skyscraper.
That was my favorite.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Still sitting in the chair.
That's what pushes it to a level of campiness, right?
I think they should have done something like, there was another movie similar to this, but... where it's like, it just makes you kind of go insane.
The Signal.
And then you kill yourself. It's like The Signal, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would have made much more sense than that'd this, like, cool. Providing enough energy to launch you out of a skyscraper with a phone.
Like, if you.
Fun, and though. Not destroy all the wiring between you and all the everything right. else. Yeah.
Yeah. It just that copper is pretty small.
And I feel like his reasoning for killing all these people was kind of stupid, too.
What was the reason? What? I don't know if I ever got it.
Because of fiber optics.
Stole his idea.
Yeah.
But it's not even that, though. He's just like out. He has like all these petty things he gets mad about. He goes to the bank and they're closed. And so he fucking murders the lady who's like, come back tomorrow. We're closed. So he just fucking murders her.
Oh, no, no. Well, you weren't paying attention, Chris.
That's what people
you
do.
You weren't paying attention. The bank, the bank
it was
closed
before five
minutes early.
Yeah.
And they decided to eat birthday cake.
So he was wronged by them.
That bitch was asking for it.
No, you don't. Jesus. Oh my God.
Now, if it was Wells Fargo.
I can get behind
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, sir. We can't answer the door right now. We're too busy opening false accounts under your name.
Your name. Can I have your social security number?
Just slide it under the door.
We have
I just need those numbers.
Give me the last 10 digits of your social security number, please.
So, did you guys understand how the. Like, because they went in detail, there was techno babble going on, right, about how this works. And I appreciated that. It sounded believable, but I don't think I quite understood how he was blowing people up.
They turned the phone into a capacitor.
Yeah, somehow the tiny bit of electronics in a phone, which is very much nothing, takes roughly 40 volts that a normal phone line uses, stores up a shit ton of energy using somehow... with capacitance of a speaker and some wire.
And then reverses it back through, blows them up.
And then shoots out thousands of volts.
Yeah, just releases it all at once. That was...
Oh, yeah. Todd, can you say that again, but slower? It's sexier. Sorry, I got distracted. But that's how phones work, right? Like, you don't have to plug in a landline phone. They actually do transmit power through the phone line.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. All right. Yeah.
Power, but line level power.
Yeah, okay.
That's it.
Yeah. It's a significant amount of power. We run at work. We still have like ancient analog phone system for all of our analog lines, and it's a lot of power. Yeah. And lots of little tiny wires that wouldn't carry much more than the amount a phone can use.
Yeah, they would melt instantly.
Yes, yes. Not to mention all the crazy switch gear between who's calling and who's receiving. Like, no, none of that would work.
Yep.
I think the gimmick is ridiculous, but does work pretty well in this movie. There are scenes where the phone rings and there's definitely tension where you're like, don't answer the phone. Yeah. And that scene where she's in the shower and she misses the phone, I was like, oh, thank God. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. But...
And then they're both dialing at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But there was moments where, like, they would answer and they know this guy's calling people and killing them, and they would talk with him for a while.
I know.
Put the fucking phone down. What are you doing?
Well, that's just to make you do that, I think.
That's why they invented speakerphone.
The sound that he played, I think, like, hypnotized him.
Yeah, that was the other... That's how does that work?
Could they just star 69 his locations the whole time?
Definitely.
Just saying.
But can't they trace the call while it's ringing? Because they know it's coming through their switchboards.
No,
that's right? True.
What annoyed me the most was like how much they had to answer the phone. Like, if I'm taking a shower, I'm not going to go answer the damn phone. I don't want to answer the phone now.
I think that's a generational thing. Really? My grandmother is 98.
Let's call her now and see if she answers.
She would. She would be...
You can't call someone at 9 o'clock. Chris.
She would be fast asleep, and she would get up, find her glasses, answer the phone, apologize for not answering sooner.
I don't even want to look at the damn thing. If my smartphone could not be a phone, it would just be a little computer. It'd be perfect.
Let's take the SIM card out.
Yeah, I don't think work would like that very much.
So you guys liked the main character, Nat? Is that his name? Nate Bridger?
Ben
Nate Bridger.
Nate Bridger?
Nat Bridger.
Bridger.
He was decent.
I felt like there was a bit of some weird relationships going on there. One, he had developed some sort of like buddy cop relationship with that one police officer that he assaults earlier in the movie. But then he shows up
just,
and
he was just setting him straight, Chris. That was an inspirational beating.
The cop calls him when
the Kempton case
to his girl's place or whatever. And he shows up real quick, and the cop goes, "You're fast, Bridger. I like your style."
Oh, man. And when he said that, I said right away, "I like your moves."
Yeah. And then the whole romantic relationship in this movie felt
forced.
It was forced.
Quite literally. Yeah. Well, she ate toast for dinner, so she didn't have too much muscle tone.
Okay, if that's whatever that... I had toast earlier today. I guess. don't even know what that means.
Zaps her muscle tone right down.
But it...
it's her whole diet, just toast.
It just... the bread absorbs it, and then... what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I moved on. I have no idea what he is saying.
There's this scene where she has a plate of toast for dinner.
You've never had toast for dinner?
No, I think he's just suggesting that she ate no dinner, and that's why she's weak.
Oh,
she was so skinny.
She didn't want to be too full. That's why.
And the answer to that is no. I haven't ever had just toast for dinner. Eat a proper dinner. What are you doing?
Sometimes you just want some toast. I like the opening of the movie, though. It set a pretty good tone because, like, they had this young girl walking. And then they had this group of like rowdy teens behind her, and I thought that they were gonna like murder her or something.
Yeah, I thought they were gonna play a bigger role in what was going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. That was weird.
I thought they were gonna steal her purse.
I thought they were gonna choke her with the phone.
Jesus Christ. I thought they were gonna force her to eat toast.
To suck You're gonna her be muscle so tone weak right after down.
This. This is like the worst serial killer movie ever. Yeah. He literally feeds you cereal and toast.
Dude, guys, I got this. And then like beats you over the head with a Nokia. Movie.
You're gonna be toast.
That was the thing, though. The deaths in this movie, while they were pretty fun, they're all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how else you would change that, though. Like, it does one thing. His shtick is that it blows people up, but...
I think that's why they had them, like, go out the window or go out the door, like, to add a little something. Like, because the first girl flies back onto the escalator and then proceeds to go up the escalator. So I think that was their way to kind of mix things up a little bit.
That had me worried. Because
that her hair was going to get caught
riding
at the top.
Yes, I was like, "Oh my fucking god, she's actually going to die!"
Oh man,
she's going to get scalped and just rip her head off.
Does anyone have any missed opportunities on the kills? Because I got one.
All right, let's hear it.
When the mom gets killed in the kitchen, she should have fallen into the garbage disposal.
Oh
man,
that would have been rough ticket.
Yeah, that would have been good.
So like, it zooms in on her head, like hitting the little switch. And falling down, and her arm just
flops
in.
Yeah, and her arm just flops in. And the phone's in the other hand. That's what I was imagining.
You're sick, Todd.
You are sick.
Okay, Mr. Toast Rapist, or whatever the hell.
I'm not doing anything to the toast.
I don't know how it turned into the toast rapist.
Yeah, I don't know how
I thought that. I thought the horror movie was just called Lightly Toasted, and we... We fed people toast until they got weak.
You could make a sequel to this movie nowadays with everybody having a cell phone.
Would it be text messaging?
Murder by Snapchat.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, it's a new app you have to download. All the kids are into. And
there you go.
They've done that before.
Controlled by some evil corporation and
Facebook.
There you go.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Evil brother.
Oh, it's Zuckerberg. That's what it is.
What would we call it? What would the movie be called? What's this called? Murder by phone? Murder by app?
Death.
Low death. Lawyers?
Death book.
Downloading death.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. There we go.
Okay. Well, that sounds terrible. So the ending of the movie, what'd you guys think?
There was a lot of buildup.
Lots of buildup.
Lots of tension building, getting everything
tracking down the killer and
Getting everything together, trying to get his even when he was calling and they're trying to get his get the last four digits of his phone number or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Second digit is 5.
The engineers had to be ready too, because they didn't only have to trace it. The engineers had to reverse the signal back on his location.
For some reason.
Yeah, I think they wanted to blow up all his equipment, but it was a bit convoluted at the end. A bunch of things had to happen at once.
It does. His death scene was pretty cool. His eyes got burned out.
Yeah,
that was pretty awesome.
Where did he get all the equipment to build?
I don't know.
Because it used to be his idea.
He used to be at the phone company.
I really thought he was going to be inside the phone company building.
I thought so too.
I thought he was.
In the recall lab.
He wasn't?
No, he was in that house.
Yeah. Oh, it caught on fire.
Oh my God.
I missed that.
The Toronto police came to put it out.
To be fair, I was watching this on my phone, so it was a little hard to see what was going on sometimes.
Did anyone else notice how Canadian everything was?
No.
No, but I did see that this was a Canadian movie, and from what I was reading online, people were like, there's so many landmarks and stuff in this movie.
Everything was really clean, too.
Yeah,
the subway was clean.
That's true. The subway was clean.
Everyone is very polite.
You could have licked
suits.
The seat of that subway.
The subway also had a big Canadian flag in it.
I didn't notice that.
You could eat toast off the subway seat.
It would make
build
you really
your muscles
weak,
right
you
up.
You could do it.
You'd be so weak you wouldn't be able to get off the subway.
But some kind Canadian would carry you.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, probably.
If there is a killer on the loose and you're hunting him down, I would never answer the goddamn phone.
That's what I was going to say. Back in the days when there were phones around, if there's a random phone ringing, are you answering it?
No.
Oh, why for sure.
Even if you know.
Yeah, the first scene, she answers the payphone.
Yeah, even if there's not a known murderer around. You're walking down the street and a phone rings. Why are you answering?
No, it might be important.
I would never.
Maybe it's for me.
Maybe I'm in the Matrix and I forgot that I'm in the Matrix and that's the call to get me out.
Yeah, if that jacks me out of the Matrix, I'd probably...
Press
I'd probably
1 pound to leave the Matrix.
Yeah.
Press 2 pound to stay in forever. Yeah, I don't know. 1. Press 5 for no habla español.
Anything else?
Oh, prima 5.
No, nothing else.
We good?
I guess.
We are good. It was a good movie.
Was it? Was it? It was all right. It was a made-for-TV movie with some random death scenes thrown in. That's what this was.
No, you just wait. We'll get a pile of shit here soon, and then you'll realize what you really had right here.
It didn't embrace anything enough. It was split down the middle, so it was neither good... Norban, it was just fine.
Just Canadian.
Boring. Just Canadian.
Just Canadian, yeah.
Yeah, man, what do you want? What was that sci-fi one we watched that was Canadian? Replicator?
Replicator.
Oh. It's the same thing. It's just whatever.
I bought a copy of that at Ollie's for $1.
I know, it's awesome. It's awesome.
They had 12 copies of it, too.
You gotta buy all of them and put them online for $100 each.
That's good.
Make some money.
You can stock the BMN store.
That's right.
All right.
All right, let's play something about phones, Rebecca. What's it called?
Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Game, where there are no winners or losers, only stupid answers. Here's your host, Rebecca.
So, this one is very NPR.
That means I am too dumb for this game.
This is Limerick Household Deaths.
What?
So, I will be giving a limerick without the last word. The last word is a household appliance that has caused the death. You'll get it as we go.
I like this.
Okay.
There once was a pretty bartender who was also a smoothie vendor. She took her eye off the prize. She wasn't too wise. This girl was done in by a...
Blender!
Blender! Yeah.
Blender!
Hey, Chris, you're not too dumb for this.
Microwave!
Too dumb for this.
Potato!
There once was a young, stupid waiter. He got a hankering for a tater. He went in the kitchen, yes. Thought he was bitching, till he got locked in the...
Refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Refrigerator. Good job.
I don't feel like that worked.
I was going to say elevator. There's no elevators in the kitchen.
There's a dumb waiter.
Ooh, could have been dumb waiter. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I just invented the greatest thing.
The greatest
modern
thing.
Technology.
Murder
smart
by
waiter.
Dumb waiter.
It's like an app that controls your dumb waiter. Alexa, bring me my food.
Number 3. When in your own house, you assume that you won't meet an unpleasant Duma. But if you lay on the floor while doing a chore, you might get taken out by your...
By a Roomba!
Roomba.
Oh, somebody got killed by their Roomba.
You could actually turn that into a smart waiter, too. Just
how did they
the
get killed
on.
By a Roomba?
Like, or a horror movie, one or the other. All swept up.
Swept up.
Swept away. I don't know. Yeah.
There's no prince. The place is quite.
Oh.
There's just a little blinking red light on the Roomba. Zooms in.
Just a trail of blood all across the floor.
In seemingly random patterns bouncing off the walls.
I like that idea, actually.
You just have scenes of them like all getting together and running down the street. Like, it's great.
All right, number 4.
We gotta make that happen. I can see it now.
There once was a man named Dave. Pizza bites did he now crave. He threw a few in and started to grin till getting zapped by his...
Microwave.
Did him in?
Microwave.
He got killed by a microwave, really?
The electricity from the magnetron, yes, it's a fuck ton of voltage, but that's about it.
Steven Seagal killed people when under siege. Microwave.
That doesn't work, though, like that.
If you beat him over the head with it, sure.
You can't, turn it on and have the door open. So you can't kill
him. You can.
What was that movie where they did that?
He hotwired it. It's under siege.
If you put something in there, does it blow up?
If you put something metal in there.
It can.
No, I mean, you put an animal or something. Up. Like, they always do that in movies.
No, it'll just cook it from the inside out.
I'm not saying I'd do that. Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Might throw some toast in there, though. You can't.
Oh, well, you're thinking about it.
Keep an eye on that.
Number 5. Steve practiced for his proposal, but he was in too much of reposal. He heard the ring clink right down in the sink. He was eaten up by the...
Garbage disposal.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Last one.
I feel like they made this game just for you and I, Chris.
Last one. A sad man had lost all his lovin'. His wife ran off with a coven. Instead of a roast or pieces of toast, he stuck his head into the...
Oven.
Oven.
Toast.
That's very creative.
It was. You wrote creative. All those limericks, or were they?
Yes, I
real?
Did.
Oh wow!
Ooh,
you should make
good.
A book of your nice. Limericks about.
That's actually yeah. It's actually a website online for murdering limericks.
It's like a children's book, but not really.
Enjoy Fractivia Greek yogurt with colon flow technology. It goes down so sensual and smooth.
That's right.
You will have your bowels on the move. Now with more berries to cure your irregularity.
Everybody,
Fractivia.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Fractivia LLC is not liable for any embarrassing anal explosion, anal fissure, or hemorrhoids caused by consuming the product. Fractivia is not intended to be taken internally, externally, or used as a lubricant.
All right. AJ. Would you recommend Murder by Phone?
I'm kind of on the fringe of this. It was okay. It, to me, it was too much of a real movie to even be considered, you know, a bad movie in that sense. But yeah, I mean, if you're in like if you like thrillers and you're looking and you're in that kind of like 70s, you know, looking for something from the 70s, yeah, maybe check this out. But otherwise, I wasn't like you know, blown away by it.
You weren't.
Like the people that answered the phone.
So. That is a non-answer.
It's like a meh. Yeah, it's a non-answer.
Aaron, would you recommend it?
Pretty much what AJ said. Not as a bad movie night movie. Again, not campy enough.
I don't know.
It wasn't that bad. It was entertaining. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Non-answer.
Scott?
Don't answer that phone.
Ring, ring.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd seek it out, but if I came across it on TV, I'd watch it through the end. It was good. Suspense. Phone ringing. Murders.
Yeah.
Had it all. It had it all,
it
Chris.
Had it all, I guess. Todd?
Yeah, I'd recommend it. It was definitely a thriller. Like I said in the beginning, the kills were the best part. It's not like one of the worst movies we've watched from a bad movie perspective, but I was intrigued the whole time. I was in suspense for some of the time, and not for nothing, like, I'm not a huge scary movie fan, there weren't like dumb jump scares that just turned me off from the movie either, so I definitely recommend it,
even though you kept telling me to turn it down just in case there would be.
Okay, that's because you had it on like 80. You try watching any movie with a deaf person.
Rebecca?
I would recommend it. Like I said earlier, it kind of slowed down for me in parts, but there was enough suspense to keep me going and interested in what was going on.
Okay. I would not recommend it. I don't think it does anything particularly well. Like, it didn't do the mystery that well. I wasn't invested at all in this plot line. We liked the deaths, but in the end, they were all the same, and while they were campy and fun, they were the only part of the movie that was that. The rest was way too serious. Just boring.
I want to go back and watch it again and see if every scene starts with a phone ringing. I feel like it did.
All right. That's going to do it for Murder by Phone. Next week, we're going action. We're watching the 1994 movie, The Killing Machine.
The Killing Machine.
So let's go check out that trailer.
Ist eine Killermaschine. Einmal in Gang gesetzt, gibt es kein Zurück mehr. Jeff Winkert, Michael Ironside, The Killing Machine.
All right, what did you guys think of that trailer for The Killing Machine?
It's very German.
The only trailer we could find.
Der Killing
and
Machine.
It was overdubbed in German, which made it seem way more maniacal. Or
I think
like,
it made it better.
It was cool.
Yeah, I like
that. I don't want to watch the whole movie in German now.
It looks like a solid 90s action.
Yeah, I feel like if that was in English, it would have told us way too much about the plot of the movie. So I like that we're kind of... You know, because it was like a 2.5 minute long trailer and I saw lots of stuff.
Are you saying in the future we should watch only foreign trailers?
I think that might be a good idea. I don't know. Like I said, I think it looks a little Terminator inspired, at least with some of the action scenes. But I'm pretty excited. It's got Michael Ironside in it. Can't go wrong, right?
Michael Ironside.
I don't know this main guy, though. He looks like a mix of Jerry Seinfeld and... James Woods. Doesn't he look like James Woods? If James Woods and Jerry Seinfeld had a baby, he is the new Killing Machine. The Killing. We looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys seem pumped. You sound so pumped. Sounds okay.
Ich bin pumped.
All right. That's going to do it. We'll see you next week when we watch The Killing Machine. If you like what you heard, go to iTunes.com and leave us a review. Go to Bad Movie Night Podcast and check out older episodes of our show, our video show. We got a new episode dropping very soon on Delirium. And a few other videos coming. So make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube. We're on the social media. We're on Reddit. Search for Bad Movie Night. All that crap. We'll see you next week.
Don't answer the phone.
Don't answer the phone.
Thanks for listening to the Bad Movie Night podcast. If you have any questions or recommendations, send us an email at info@badmovienightpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. You must be crazy. Man, I've seen some bad films. Man, I've seen some bad films. When I say bad, I didn't watch them all the way through. If I had, I'd be crazy by now.